This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing tomorrow. The 16th Rojgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government, ministries and the departments. Governor K.T. Parnayak interacted with 100 Lakhpati Didis from 22 districts in the state at Rajbhavan in Itanagar today. The SHGs shared their experiences, concerns and suggestions with the governor on the occasion. Addressing the participants, the governor said that woman-led SHG is a revolution in Arunachal Pradesh, impacting positively the rural social and economic landscape. He emphasized the government's commitment to supporting SHGs and assured that issues related to cold storage, market access and transportation are being addressed on priority. On the occasion, three best-performing SHGs, Methadine Cluster Level Federation of Sagali, Namker Kier Mother's Kitchen Unit of Sangram and Engo Koje SHG from Pasighat were felicitated by the governor. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today interacted with the newly appointed chairman and members of Arunachal Pradesh Khadi and Village Industries Board. In a social media post, Khandu stressed that the value of Khadi and the village industries goes far beyond fabric and craft. It is about dignity, self-reliance and sustaining the heartbeat of our rural economy. The meeting deliberated on the untapped potential in villages, weavers, artisans and craftsmanship. Today is World Population Day. The day is observed on the 11th of July every year to focus on the challenges and opportunities caused by the rising population. It is a reminder to address population-related concerns and work towards a sustainable future. In a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men said that the strength of Arunachal lies in its people, our youth, our communities and our shared aspirations. The DCM further added that sustainable population growth is not just about numbers, it's about ensuring every citizen has access to quality education, healthcare and opportunities to thrive. Deputy Speaker Cardo Nyogir conducted a significant visit to CZ, the newly notified district headquarters of Lower Siang district. The high-level visit aimed to assess on-ground realities and initiate a well-coordinated developmental roadmap for transforming CG into a vibrant and efficient administrative hub. During the field inspection and consultations, the deputy speaker and the administrative team engaged in meaningful dialogues with the local stakeholders to chart out the strategic action plan. In the visit and coordinated operation, the Dabandardua police have successfully intercepted an illegal transportation of suspected NPDS contraband near Nia Colony, Bandadua today. During the search, the team recovered two soap cases and four vials containing suspected NDPS substances weighing 27.72 grams. Accordingly, a case has been registered at Bandadua police station under the NDPS Act and the accused have been arrested. In the meantime, SPICR Naharlagan has urged the public to remain vigilant and to continue extending their cooperation in the collective fight against narcotics. Law Minister Kento Jini, who is also the Guardian Minister for Papumpare District, chaired the District Level Monitoring Committee meeting for Papumpare at the Civil Secretariat yesterday. The meeting organized by the District Planning Office was attended by Deputy Commissioner Papumpare Visakha Yadav, along with the heads of offices of various departments across the district. In his address, Jini emphasized the pivotal role of the departmental heads in ensuring effective and timely implementation of government schemes and developmental projects. The Department of Women and Child Development, Inkyong, has launched a sensitization and awareness program across multiple government schools in Inkyong to educate students and teachers on critical social issues and government welfare schemes. The key focus areas of the program included substance and drug abuse awareness and its adverse effects. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.